College basketball's big weekend continues tonight with the women's Final Four from Atlanta. The NCAA tournament semifinals matches Duke against Tennessee and defending champion Connecticut against Texas. Tonight's winners play for the title on Tuesday evening. The men's finalists emerged last night after Kansas hammered Marquette 94-61, and Syracuse, with its freshman stars, beat Texas 95-84. Joining me now to talk about it is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Hi, Tom.
Hi, John. Good to talk to you again.
Tonight, we've got the women's semifinals. Familiar faces in the semifinals, but, you know, it's a different game from the women's game 5 to 10 years ago.
Certainly is. The teams are the same, as you say, Tennessee, UConn, Duke, even Texas. You know, we've seen them over the last 10 years. The exciting thing, though, is that even though Tennessee and Texas are considered by the insiders the favorites to move on to the championship, there are such good players now, particularly Elena Beard for Duke and Diana Taurasi for Connecticut, that they can actually have an impact on the games and turn them to Duke or Connecticut's favor. This is different. The women's game is evolving constantly. It's always been heralded for crisp passing and team play, which it still has, but now you're seeing bigger, tougher, stronger, faster, athletic women playing ball who have grown up in the Title IX era playing basketball all their lives. You know, the fans of the men's game have always grumbled, well, I don't want to waste my time with the women. They're going to be tuning in and seeing some outstanding basketball.
Let's talk about the underdog here, the University of Connecticut. Lost one game in 2 years, has the player of the year, the coach of the year. Doesn't sound like an underdog to me.
They're in a perfect position. Gino Auriemma, the coach, as you say, coach of the year for UConn, he's a real savvy guy. And I talked to one reporter who's covered women's basketball a year, and she says, I think Gino's been dogging us, because every win, every championship they get this year, their conference championship and so on, Gino says, wow, you know, we lost all of our starters last year from the championship team. It's amazing that we've won. We've got all these freshmen and sophomore, and they do, and they're not that tested as last year's group was, but they're awfully good. They have a very, very good coach. And as I mentioned, Diana Taurasi is an incredible spark plug for that team.
Mm-hmm. Monday night, the men's championship, seniors against the freshmen.
You know, people are going to say, oh, it's important that the senior-led Kansas Jayhawks win because it'll be the salvation of basketball and not those freshman upstarts like Carmelo Anthony and Jerry McNamara from Syracuse. The fact is, I mean, senior experience matters, but if you look at the way Carmelo Anthony played last night against Texas with 33 points. He's a freshman, you know.
And cool as a cucumber.
And, you know, we should be thankful that he graced us for 1 year in college basketball instead of going pro out of high school.
Right.
He probably will go pro after this. But, you know, the people who love the seniors, Kirk Heinrich and Nick Collison, are going to lead the way for Kansas. But you can't overlook the freshmen for Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. Two longtime coaches, both have been to the Final Four. Neither has won. Roy Williams and Jim Boeheim, one of them will be a winner.
Both of these guys have labored for many years at the same universities, and Boeheim has been to the Final Four. This is his third time to the Final Four without winning, and this is Williams' fourth time to the Final Four without winning. One of them is going to finally break through, which will add an exclamation point to the national championship this year.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, John.